This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Leading U.S. infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci today is warning Congress that a premature opening of the nation's economy could lead to additional outbreaks of the deadly coronavirus. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases warned a U.S. Senate panel that states should follow health experts' recommendations to wait for signs, including a declining number of new infections, before reopening.
My word has been, and I've been very consistent in this, that I get concerned if you have a situation where the dynamics of an outbreak in an area are such that you are not seeing that gradual over 14-day decrease that would allow you to go to phase one, and then if you pass the checkpoints of phase one, go to phase two and phase three.
President Donald Trump has been encouraging states to end a weeks-long shuttering of major components of their economies. Dr. Fauci, a member of the president's coronavirus task force, told the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee that the nation's efforts to battle the deadly virus and the COVID-19 disease it triggers should be focused on the proven public health practices of containment and mitigation. Clashes between the Israeli army and Palestinians in the West Bank after a Palestinian rock thrower killed an Israeli soldier today. The soldier died after being struck in the head by a rock thrown from a rooftop during an arrest raid in Yabad village in Jenin. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bombing of a funeral in an eastern province and a militant raid on a hospital in the capital of Kabul have killed around 40 people and injured scores of others. The Taliban agency quickly denied its involvement, and they suspect it could be ISIS. This is VOA News. A new type of coronavirus test offers a cheaper, quicker way to screen for infections, moving the U.S. toward the kind of mass screening that experts say is essential to returning millions of Americans to school and work. But the first so-called antigen test, announced Saturday by the Food and Drug Administration, is not quite the kind sought by top government health officials. It is less accurate than the current gold standard for testing and can only be run on specialized equipment. The White House is recommending that all nursing home residents and staff be tested for the coronavirus in the next 2 weeks. Vice President Mike Pence, who leads the White House Coronavirus Task Force, told governors on a video conference call Monday that it's the federal government's strong recommendation that such testing be done. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is restarting his California factory in defiance of local government efforts to contain the coronavirus. In a tweet yesterday, Musk practically dared authorities to arrest him, writing that he would be on the assembly line, and if anyone is taken into custody, it should be him. State law allows a fine of up to $1,000 a day or up to 90 days in jail for operating in violation of health orders. A bipartisan group of about 2,000 former Justice Department officials have signed a letter calling for U.S. Attorney General William Barr to resign because of his intervention in the case of President Donald Trump's former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Last week, the Department of Justice moved to drop charges against Flynn, who had pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about his communications with the Russian ambassador to the United States. In their letter, the former DOJ employees, some of whom served in Democratic administrations, others in Republican administrations, say the action was taken in a filing signed by a single political appointee and no career prosecutors. 19 sailors have died, 15 others wounded, after one Iranian warship accidentally struck another with a missile during an exercise. According to state television, who were quoting the Navy, the incident took place during training in the Gulf of Oman on Sunday. It's a sensitive waterway that connects to the Strait of Hormuz, through which about a fifth of the world oil passes. A person familiar with the decision tells the Associated Press that Major League Baseball owners have been given the go-ahead to making a proposal to the players' union that could lead to the coronavirus-delayed season starting around the 4th of July weekend in ballparks, but without fans. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.